Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Greetings, Internet. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. There's a phrase that I find myself saying a lot. I get easily bored. Whether I'm talking about life decisions or business choices, that phrase pops up as an excuse, a validator, a reason for why things don't go the way I plan. But as I start thinking about it, is it boredom or perhaps something else? In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to explore what I've been mistaking for boredom. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/206. Throughout this year, I've been thinking a lot about boredom. I've been noticing that I've been saying a phrase a lot. I get bored really easily. And I find that around things that take beyond 2 to 3 months, that I just get further and further disconnected and unengaged with what I'm doing. And that got me thinking, it's like, is that boredom or perhaps something else? So what is boredom? Boredom is just the state of feeling bored. Thank you, dictionary. So what is bored? The dictionary delivers again that it's feeling weary because one is unoccupied or lacks interest in one's activity. Well, that kind of describes, you know, what I've kind of discovered this year is that in many ways I've been unoccupied and I lacked interest in the things that I was doing. But as I think about it, was I lacking interest in the activity or was I just disconnected from the activity itself? Because on the surface, the activities that I've been doing this year have been amazing, but I've lacked a connection to it. And I think it's because I've been, you know, in many ways recovering from burnout. And so maybe I wasn't allowing myself to be connected to these things. But I think it's deeper. What if boredom and what I thought was boredom was actually something else? And I do think it's something else. I'm going to get into that in a second, but since I'm talking and asking a lot of questions right now, we live in the age of hyperconnectivity. Is it truly possible to be bored? Is it truly possible to know boredom, like growing up as a kid in the country where we didn't really have TV, we didn't really have a whole lot to do? I don't know. It's a very interesting thought, which then I think just fuels is boredom, and what I'm assuming is boredom, something else. In this episode, I'm going to share 6 ways that I've actually been confusing boredom with something else. First, distraction. In many ways, what has been boredom is just distraction, distracting me from the reality that I don't want to be in situations that I'm in, and I have to be in them until they're done. What this reveals is that I have a tendency to agree to do things at times that I don't want to do. And so it's not boredom. It's just the reality that I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. And so I distract myself from doing those things by, you know, extended play on a game in the morning instead of doing the things that I need to do. When I use distraction, I'm really pushing myself away from the decisions I've made and dreaming of the things that I wish that I could do. And so boredom as distraction is really one of those key tools that I've been using this year to really stop me from making progress and just getting things done. Second, procrastination. Similar to distraction, where I'm using things that can literally just distract me from the things that I need to do. Procrastination is a little bit broader. Procrastination is just saying, yeah, I'm just going to wait until the last possible minute to get this thing done because I don't want to do it. And that's not necessarily boredom. That's just delay of the inevitable. Because with boredom, that sense of unoccupiedness or lack of interest, I don't have to actually do anything with that. I can just quit. But with procrastination, it's usually things that I don't want to quit and that I need to see through to the end. And so I'm going to wait till the last possible moment. The third area is just this idea of standardization or routine. Oftentimes when I'm stuck in a rut, it's because I found the process that works. I found the way that I'm going to approach something, and I don't let creativity and curiosity inject itself into the routine. I've been reading this book by David Sacks called The Revenge of Analog, and this quote was perfect. He writes, "Creativity and innovation are driven by imagination, and imagination withers when it is standardized, which is exactly what digital technology requires, codifying everything into ones and zeros within the accepted limits of software." What a fascinating view of standardization. That just screams boredom to me when I stay trapped in the digital world. It leads me to repeatable processes. It leads me to process that I can find acceptable, processes that won't challenge me, processes that won't push me into realms that I may not have answers to. Those are the accepted limits of my personal software. And that standardization is actually incredibly boring if you don't shake it up. Think about relationships. When you just take it as, you know, routine, relationships die. The fourth area is just inaction. Instead of being bored, it's that I'm not acting towards the things that I know that I want to be doing. So I distract myself, I procrastinate, and I don't act. And creative people, I'm going to pick on us because we do this a lot. We dream of the things that we want to be doing and bemoan the situations that we're stuck in, but never act to get out of what we're stuck in. And generally, when we act towards the things that we want to do, the things that we're stuck in tend to get a little bit better because we have an outlet for the things that we want to be doing. Our boredom just fades away when we act. Our inaction fades away when we act. The fifth area of things that I confuse boredom with is just unrealistic expectations. When things don't work out like I think they do, was that because I was bored, or is it because I set standards that just weren't possible to reach? And oftentimes I use this idea of boredom, this line that I get bored easily, as an excuse for setting my expectations differently, saying that, you know, maybe you set your standards too high. Maybe you expected too much, or maybe I expected not enough. Sixth and finally, this idea of entertainment and the metrics of entertainment. I think a lot about this because in the digital world, we can measure absolutely everything. In the realm of video, I can go on YouTube, I can go on Vimeo, and I can see where people drop off. Apple Podcasts are kind of doing this now with podcasts, where they can measure where people drop off from a podcast. And what's interesting is these metrics of entertainment, is it just perpetuating this problem that maybe it's not that the content is boring, but we have an expectation that we should always be entertaining? This expectation, heaven forbid, that we be bored with something? Because sometimes when we're bored, it's because we're being challenged. Challenged in ways to slow down, challenged in ways to speed up, challenged in ways to think differently. And I find that when I'm bored, it's because I'm not being entertained, that things are moving at a different rate of speed that I want. And you know what? Not everything is about me. Not everything is about you. This episode about boredom, I'm struggling with because in some ways, I'm kind of bored with it. And it's because my head is not clear. It's because it's a challenging topic. And any time that you start thinking about boredom, I think procrastination, distraction, standardization, inaction, unrealistic expectations, and metrics pop up immediately and start acting as specters in the peripheral of my vision, saying, you have to be all of this in order to not bore your audience. But you know what? What's wrong with boredom? I was watching this video of this guy trimming a tree, and I thought, How boring. But in reality, how meditative is that? It's not boring. It's not the hyper-connective, ultra-entertaining, always-on world that we have. It's an unplugging. It's a disconnection. It's a way of stopping, smelling the roses, and being like, perhaps there's something more to life. The other day I was working on a project, and I was filming boxing of Christmas trees. And on one hand, you might think, how boring. But it was so exciting. To me, anyway. Maybe not to the people that were boxing the trees, but to me, it was exciting because it was real. I was walking around, and this guy said, hey, come here, cameraman, come here. I need help. And he's like, have you ever sprayed starter fluid in an engine before? I'm like, no. He's like, come here. I'm like, uh-oh. And immediately I'm like, find a way to get out of this. This isn't what you're comfortable with. This isn't a camera. This isn't a digital world. This is the real world. You might mess something up. You might get hurt, blah, 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 blah. My brain was going hyperactive. It's like, come around to the other side of the truck. I mean, I'm not talking like a little pickup truck. I'm talking about a semi. He opens the engine. He said, see that blower right there? When I crank the engine, just spray into there. I'm like, okay. I'm like reading the back of the can, trying to make sure that I understand what are the dangers, what am I supposed to do, what are the instructions, what if I do something wrong? What does this have to do with boredom? It's because sometimes in the world of boredom, like, we want to read the instructions. We want to distract ourselves from just getting our hands dirty and trying something. So I start bursting when I hear the crank. Because, interestingly enough, the can says don't hold it too long. So, burst, crank, burst, crank, burst, crank. And then the engine fired up. And there was that sense of, oh my gosh, that was really cool. My hands were dirty. The guy comes around and said, thanks, man. How'd you know to do it in burst and not flood the engine? I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I read it on the can, maybe I didn't. But all this to say was that it gave me a sense of reality. It gave me a sense of perhaps there's something more. Perhaps there's something to just sitting and being and allowing myself to be unoccupied, to be bored, to have a lack of interest in activity, even though I can be connected to everything. What if I'm disconnected and connected to just myself and my thoughts? So that as I'm connected to those thoughts, what if you do it wrong, Chris? What if something goes wrong? What if you get hurt? To disconnect from those thoughts and just acting. Thank you for sticking through this podcast. It's been an interesting one for me to record because I don't feel like I have a strong thread, and boredom lurks around every corner of this episode. But what's interesting is I think more about it. It just connects me to this idea of reality. Reality is not always entertaining. Reality is not always what we want it to be. And you know what? That's okay. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you do. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to, drop me a line by sending me an email at chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at CM Studios. As you may have noticed in this podcast, I talk a lot about curiosity, and you might be thinking, Chris, why curiosity? Well, it's because I think it is the antidote to conformity. And if you'd like to know more, sign up for the Curiosity Lab. Every Monday, you'll get weekly inspiration, connection to new ideas, and early access to some new things I've got cooking for next year. You can sign up at thecuriositylab.net or at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/206. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.